Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We have Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're trying to make our way through the rest of this season, Mick. That's trying to figure out a way to stay positive about it all as we're wanting to see a little bit more, but all at the same time protect, and also kind of still bummed about the fact that it's not going to be a fruitful playoff season for us.
Yeah, I mean, that always, you know, when the season comes to kind of a screeching end, that's always the feeling when there's no playoffs, and unfortunately for 2 years in a row now, everybody deal with that, including these guys. And as badly as you might feel, I would imagine they feel worse.
The Trayvon Diggs being out on the field, how did that look to you? Did it look kind of like you expected?
Well, considering what was the first time he played in 9 weeks?
Yeah, since the Bears game?
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to set the world on fire because he hadn't set the world on fire before he went on injured reserve. So, and I think they kind of got backed into a corner knowing that with Deron Bland out, with the rest of the group, there was no one there with more than in their second year at cornerback. So I think they had to roll the dice when – I think if you had put them on a lie detector's test, they would have wanted to just have him finish the season on IR to assure his health more than anything going forward.
And Mickey, I was out a little bit, so I was kind of caught off guard by Quinnen Williams and the neck part of it. How are you feeling about, like, what you think you'll see him at all the rest of the year, or you think this might be something he has to deal with later for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I don't know the extent of the neck part, but I'm sure he hadn't cleared the concussion protocol. Although he was moving along, he and Lipke by Friday. But again, yeah, with the neck deal. I just think you got to see how that plays out. But there's certainly, I mean, think about it. They certainly missed him in the middle there, his presence, his ability. And then they got to just see what the bottom line is on the injury. If it improves, I'm sure he'll want to go out there and play. And if not, then, yeah, do what everybody been asking for, play all these other people, and they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they got to see what they were looking for.
Mickey, how do you feel on the offensive side of the ball with the injuries at left tackle, moving Tyler Smith over away from his all-pro position? At this point in his career, does that worry you as much as it did earlier on in his career? I know I was worried when they were trying to figure out, is he a guard, is he a tackle? I was like, put him in one place and let him develop. But now he's kind of shown us what he is. Does that bother you as much when they move him from position to position?
No, not at all. I think they did it out of necessity, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to do the best they could to protect Dak Prescott, and knowing Guyton wasn't going to go, and Nate Thomas, I think, had somewhat leveled out. But also, he was while he was fully practicing, he was gutting it through. He was dealing with a shoulder injury, and I'm not sure what level he would have been able to play at. So I thought between those two factors, it was like, okay, let's make this move, because probably playing with TJ Backs at guard is better than playing Nate Thomas in his condition at left tackle. So they went ahead and made the move. And I thought he played awfully, awfully well.
All right, let's go ahead and give him a call back here in just a second. Go ahead and try and reconnect with him on that. It's just kind of tough sometimes. I get that. But yeah, I was captivated watching Tyler Smith out there.
Yeah.
With my thoughts heading towards, and I'm going to obviously ask Steven about that later, heading towards, hey, is there a future for that? You're very good up the middle with your guards, but would that be a solution for you? And is there an option to move some of these other guys around and make something like that happen? So whenever I saw Tyler Smith out there, it was very intriguing for sure.
And I wonder, with the early success that they've had in the rookie campaign of Tyler Booker, if they are a little more comfortable making that move, saying, we've found that maybe it's a little bit easier for these guys to develop on the interior of the offensive line. Cooper Beebe was really good to start his career. Maybe they're just more comfortable with rookies starting there. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, how are you doing, man?
I'm still good.
There we go. There we go. So Tyler Smith, he was pretty comfortable out there then?
Who was that?
Tyler Smith at left tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't give up but one sack, and it was the end of the first half when they were trying to extend the last play in with the seconds ticking away. And he hung on to hoping something opened up. So I thought from a protection standpoint, it was greatly improved over the previous two games, and good enough for, you know, him to throw for 244 yards. Should have been three touchdowns. One got called back. So on a horrible call, by the way, the holding on Tyler Smith. The guy threw his hands up after he got stoned.
Which, I guess, go ahead and do that. You know, that's that would be the play from there on if that's going to be the case. When on Dak's last throw, did you kind of hold your breath just a little bit? Because I was very concerned whenever he had two guys that kind of laid on top of him as he was flying to the right.
On his last throw, I was trying to remember it now. I might have missed it because it was time to go down, right? The game was over.
He's moving to his right.
I remember. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah. You never want to see that because he had been pretty clean the whole game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're at this point, and I'm sure that kind of encouraged him. It was Joe Milton time, right, for the next possession?
Yes. Yeah, that was exactly what my thought was. And we were just discussing, Mickey, because I remember Romo telling us a long time ago after he's broken his rib, he was like, look, guys, you only have so many of these games. That's why you want to be out there, because you don't want to miss any of them. They're fun. It's an enjoyable experience. But you're now at a spot with the last two games here where you got to figure out how to make sure you keep that guy upright throughout the offseason as well. How do you kind of manage that plan as you go along?
Yeah, and I think from his standpoint, he wants a play, right? He feels like he's part of this, and you know, he's the leader of the team, and he doesn't want to duck out when things are looking bleak, right? I got to go out there and play. But I bet if you put a GM hat on him and say, okay, now what's your decision? And he'd probably say, yeah, we probably need to take a look at Joe Milton, right? But you hate to do that to the rest of the guys, because it's a hard message to deal with. Because, okay, I got to play, but he doesn't. You know, he's more, and they know he's more important than them, probably, right?
Maybe.
But again, it's a hard one to discern. I don't know if you let him go out and play a half and then turn it over to Milton. But I know deep down that he certainly wants to go. And then from your standpoint, what you asked, from a GM standpoint, you're going, yeah, that's okay. Let me take your helmet and put it over here.
Yeah.
Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com, joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Us here on 105.3 The Fan. Mickey, is Keenan Allen the most annoying third down player in NFL history, or did the Cowboys defense just make me feel that way?
I think the Cowboys defense makes you feel that way, right? They get absolutely no pressure on a quarterback that had been beaten up all season long, right? Yeah. I mean, he was having to play with had to have surgery to repair a broken bone in his left hand. And that was no more than, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Going into this game, he had been sacked 49 times. 49! And in the last four games, he had been sacked 16 times, right? Hit 33 times. And what do the Cowboys do? Zero sacks. So, yeah, I just think that when you're not doing any better putting pressure, and they tried everything, right? Four-man line, five-man line, five-man line blitz, play the safeties in deep in the cloud cover, play man-to-man that everybody's been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe now everybody understands why Matt Eberflus was hesitant to play man defense in the secondary, because they don't cover well enough, and especially when they have the time of day in the pocket. I'm sitting there watching him pat the ball, tap his feet, and I'm going, oh, this is too long. And then he throws a 50-yard touchdown pass. You just didn't have enough pressure up front to offset these quarterbacks that other people gave him. Look, that team had not scored more than 22 points in three of the last four games. And the one they did, it was against the Raiders, all right? They scored 6 points against Jacksonville when they got beat. And the Cowboys, here they go, 34 last week, 44 the week before. That's 112 points in three games. Do the average. It comes to 37.
So, Mickey, for the sake of conversation then, and I know this argument is it went on all season and it's still there. Micah did add pass rush. Now you're going to be going trying to find pass rush again. You feel like you're in better position now, though, that you have some within the interior to go find something else? Or do you think they feel like they might already have something there, it's just not ready yet?
Well, I think from a pass rush situation, I think you got to look at the trade this way. It's a three for one, right? They got two defensive tackles that they probably wouldn't have had, and they still got another first-round pick for next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you cash in on that with something, then you got three guys for one. And I think that was the idea. And not only that, also you have to include the fact that they're not spending $46 million on a pass rusher.
Right.
Now, you're going to say, well, if you go out and sign one in free agency, you might have to spend that. Well, that's to be seen, but normally if people have a guy like that, they're not trading him, right?
Right.
So, and that would be the criticism of the Cowboys for making the trade, but I think they felt like they needed a lot more than what they had defensively heading into this year. And the fact of the matter that is, he's kind of a pain to have to deal with.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand that completely. Mickey, thank you for your time today, good sir. You go have a good one. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Carry on, boys. See ya.
Thank you very much. There goes Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Now, Alec, last night, the Dallas Stars notch another win. That is now four straight. Look at these scores, though, in the last four games. 4-1, 5-3, 8-3, 5-1. Like that is exceptional hockey that we get to see. And Robertson scored his 23rd goal this year. He is now tied for third in goals scored. He added two the other night against the Ducks as well. But he's tied with Connor McDavid is who he's tied with, which makes it pretty awesome that you have Jason Robertson on this kind of a heater. You know, and then they got into the fight the other night too, where everything you know, there's the brawl that was going down.
That was absurd.
And but yesterday's game just looked like complete control from not only the. It was kind of interesting. I expected a little more out of the power play early from the Stars, but they figured it out. But, man, Ottinger was so good last night. Ottinger really turned it on, made some exceptional. He was definitely shining for sure.
And those are the kind of games that I love to see from the Stars where coming out of the gates, the offense isn't exactly clicking. They're not getting the looks that they want. Maybe they're not as aggressive. Some slower starts, that's the one thing that this team does to irritate me to no end, is the slower starts. But Jake Ottinger, you know he's at his best when he is cool, calm, and collected, when the offense is giving nothing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offense eventually figures it out. That game was fun just because I had no pause where I was like, it's going to be a tough day. Ottinger was locked in. I was like, they're going to figure this out. And for most of the better half of the game for the Stars, it felt like Ottinger did just get to kind of hang back and watch. And usually
it was like it was late in the period, in the first and second period, it seemed like he didn't have a stick at one point, and it was like, don't worry guys, I got this. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right though, he did just kind of chill.
Yeah,
but whenever it was time for him to be called upon, it was like, oh man, there it is, that's why.
And 27 saves on the night, but then the Stars offense does kind of come to life there with Jason Robertson getting a nice little rare win over his brother Nick.
Nice.
Who plays for the other team.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool. I always love those storylines. But Jason Robertson, you mentioned him. He continues on the heater after an attempted chokeout just a few days before. That situation was just odd and weird and gross, and I hated everything about it. But I saw lots of people getting mad on social media, too, about the lack of response from the Stars after that choking takedown. But
it is the way that this team is, and it's. I feel like if I've learned anything from Spittle and the Spits and Suds podcast, it is that those things do get taken care of eventually.
Yeah.
You'd like to see it happen more immediately, that somebody takes things down, but this game has a crazy way of percolating things in the locker room, and then it turns into something later on in the next meeting or the next outing.
Yeah, and I will say I'll give the team the benefit of the doubt on there, too, because it kind of happened behind the play.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of guys just didn't see it.
Happens.
And they turn around, and Jason Robertson's on the ground, and nobody's really near him at that point. So I'm like, I think we're being a little harsh. But, yeah, nice to see Robo continuing that success. And the revitalization that he's found here – because we were knocking him a lot, and Stars fans were knocking him a lot because, you know, disappear in the playoffs, whatever. Shout out to the hockey,
yeah,
Micah
no,
Parsons and everything.
That's definitely me.
Yeah, but I never find myself too panicked, and I know it's still the beginning part of the regular season, but we got to make it to the postseason when it matters and everything. But Jason Robertson's heater, we haven't had that kind of star power in Dallas in a while, And the pairing of him, you add Mika Rantanen, who's a legitimate stud. It seems like he's a plus every single game. He might not actually be a plus in the plus minus, but it seems like he's adding something offensively, and he's opening things up for Jason Robertson, which, hey, people forget. That's right. People forget how young Jason Robertson still is and how much time he's got to really figure this thing out. Seeing him continue to just go at this pace is... it's exciting.
Yeah, it is, man, and we will keep eyes on the ice. Coming up next, it is time for a sandwich-free version of AM on the FM.
What? We got the question of the day, plus Kevin Durant stinks just off the court, not on the court. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.